these hard financial times are likely to trickle down. For instance, college students are exiting the University of Wyoming into an unknown job market. Normally, students would have jobs lined up, but these are not normal times. Joe Kitka is the UW's Director of Advising, Career, and Exploratory Studies. She joins Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck to discuss the situation.
How did life change? I imagine you were working with kids and lining up interviews, and then COVID-19 hits, and I imagine it's a little different world.
Absolutely. Luckily, we squeaked in our employer job fairs this spring, so we were able to get through our business and government job fair, our STEM job fair, and our teacher job fair before spring break, which was great. So that gave students the opportunity to interact with employers prior to taking that big pivot and sending everyone home. After that, we have a lot of online platforms that students have access to from wherever they're at. So that really helped. We sent out emails reassuring them that those were available, how to access them. We did see a downtick in the jobs that were posted to our Handshake site, which is where companies looking for new college graduates and summer interns post. So we saw a downtick for that in April, but it's picking back up, and actually there are more jobs being posted in May. So that's encouraging. We also surveyed all of the employers that did something on campus this year, be it attend a job fair or conduct student interviews, to see what their hiring plans were for students that had offers or for internships, and then to tentatively ask them what they may be thinking for next fall.
So what are they saying? Are they going to be hiring?
So it's obviously industry specific. The oil and gas industry is the sector that we've heard that they're very sad that they won't be hiring, and some of them either reneged on their offers to students that are graduating in May. A lot of companies have changed their internships to virtual internships. Some have shortened the length of the internship. And for students that had job offers, a lot of them indicated that they still plan on bringing them into the company, but they're just delaying their start date till everyone can get back to work.
What seems to be okay? What types of jobs are still out there and all right and probably going to continue to add?
Yeah, and I think that happens with any crisis. You know, some pop up that are really exploding. So obviously supply chain, anything with logistics, trying to get not just products to stores, but there's a lot of things that are, you know, being needed in our country right now. So that's one that's growing. The banking sector, especially with the federal relief efforts, banks are, you know, sorting through those small business loans, real estate with the interest rates lower. So banking is hiring. Any streaming service, everyone's obviously watching Netflix and Hulu. There's opportunities there. There's a lot of opportunity in instructional design, online learning platforms as K-12 and higher education moved into those modalities. So there's lots of opportunity there. We're seeing opportunity in construction, IT and software, and then retail, which is surprising, but companies like CVS and Walmart are looking, and Lowe's looking to hire people. So are all those jobs new college grad jobs? Not necessarily, but there are at least job opportunities out there.
Yeah, that's interesting. You mentioned that there's that many. You mentioned energy, which I imagine is you know, one big setback because we have a lot of students who want to go that direction. But when you said oil and gas, you didn't necessarily all energy. What about like wind and alternative energy, those kinds of things?
Yeah, we probably more so on the construction side of that. So there are still a lot of jobs with our construction management degree. We do have a presence with some of the wind energy companies, and we, unfortunately, none of them have responded to our survey at this point, but I would imagine that there still will be opportunity in that sector of the energy market.
You've always had a lot of people come here for College of Education graduates. What does that marketplace look like right now?
I was just looking at our job postings this morning. It's still strong, and we had a strong showing at our teacher fair back seems like 100 years ago, but it was early March. So that market still looks strong.
And I want to ask you this question, maybe with a little background. I mean, you've been through a lot of things. You've been there a long time. So we've seen 9/11. We've seen different things with the economy falling. We saw the Great Recession. How does this compare with some of that?
I think the difference, obviously, was the impact across a lot of different sectors and a lot of different industries and just how quickly it happened. Yes, with the Great Recession, there was an absolute impact in the financial market and the real estate market, which had the ripple effect, you know, affecting some other industries. But I think just everything halting for the most part. And, you know, then people trying to figure out what work will look like going forward. And, you know, as more employers sent people home, how will work be structured? And I think these are the big changes, because with those other major events in our history, it was maybe a little bit, you could see the end of it perhaps, where this one we're not certain what the end looks like. But I do know what will change for certain is everyone will need to learn to do things virtually. So we're looking at virtual career fairs, virtual job interviews for our students, because regardless of what our campus plan is in the fall, there are employers or states that may not allow travel, and so we just need to be quickly standing those opportunities up.
Joe Kitka, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.